Greg and Dan Show at WMBD. 3 years ago, Dave Johnson was kind enough to come in and help us out, try to understand what was going on in the world around cyber things as it related really to COVID and all the things that were happening at that time. And we have had some great conversations. Not that other conversations haven't been important. They have been. This one, mainly because I have teenagers, and Danny does, is so important. Tell me what it is that we're talking about here.
So it's really on the rise. It's called sextortion. And, you know, we've talked about varying blackmail things with sex. But this is particularly aimed at teenagers. Actually, youngest victims have been around 7 years old, and typically the top end 17 or 18. But here's how it works. I pretend like I'm a pretty girl.
Okay.
And so I go find a picture of a pretty girl or a few pictures, create a fake account, and then I target teenage boys and just, you know, try to friend them or say, hey, we have a mutual friend, you know, will you add me?
Can this be via Facebook?
It can be Facebook, Instagram, anything. It can be Snapchat, it can be anything.
Probably for a younger person, not Facebook, because they tend to not.
Because they tend not to, yeah. But I say Facebook because I'm old.
I get it. Yeah.
So there's a connection made. Obviously, the young man is like, wow, this girl is hot.
Right.
And, you know, she wants to be my friend. And
right.
So then there's some, you know, messaging back and forth. And eventually the girl, which is really some guy,
right,
says, hey, let's exchange nude pictures.
Right.
You go first. And so the guy, excited that he's going to get to see this beautiful girl, will take pictures, send them, and at that point it turns into sextortion, where they say, listen, I've got these pictures of you. Mm-hmm. I know who all your friends are on social media. You either send me $1,000 or I'm going to start posting these nude pictures of you.
And do they?
They do. So typically they'll, you know, first of all, the young person, the teenager, typically doesn't go to his parents. Only one in two go to their parents. Only 17% ever go to law enforcement. So the bad guy is feeling relatively safe.
Yeah.
But they will actually say, okay, I'm sending this picture to like two friends. And then the friends are like, dude, I saw this, you know, what's going on? Now the target knows that it's serious. The pressure gets amped up, and they either send the money or, you know.
What's to prevent them from sending the pictures out anyway?
They usually do. So even after, like, let's say I send $1,000 and the person who's doing this to me says, now I need another $1,000.
Yeah, I was going to say, that could never end.
It does never end. And so eventually it ends by posting the pictures everywhere. Mm. It's terribly humiliating.
Sure, it's very private.
Now listen, the guys doing this, posing as the girls, sometimes they'll have over 100 active scams going at one time.
Are they organized? Because I said it earlier today with the thought that they are not necessarily. That sounds like a rogue thing. You just one guy doing it. He's learned from somebody else how to do it or whatever.
That's how it works. And it's often not even in our country. You know, some of this comes out of Nigeria, for instance. So, you know. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I know this, that some of these end with suicide.
They do. I mean, think about it. If you were in high school and all of your, of course, in my day, it would have been black and white pictures.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's soul crushing that somebody is seeing these. So, you know, the thing you do is you gotta tell your kids. There's a couple important things. The first one is, if you wouldn't show the picture at the family Thanksgiving dinner, don't send it to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a good marker for, you know, because there's so much sexting that goes on these days and everybody thinks it's harmless. That's important. If you have a kid who's gone through this, the way you handle it is super important. You can't make it be weird, right? You got to say, listen, you're not in trouble. You were the victim. Let's let's help you get through this. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be easy no matter how
should
we
you
do
call
it.
Law enforcement?
You absolutely should call law enforcement.
Okay.
You absolutely should, because otherwise, you know, how do you get it to end?
Yeah.
And it's rampant. Well, it's
only thing I'm confused about, you mentioned 7-year-olds. Thought of 7-year-olds even having a phone is just unbelievable to me.
Well, it is, but so it can go the other way too, right? You can do this against girls, and except somebody pretends to be a good-looking guy.
Sure.
Those pictures tend to be used more for child porn, so that's the monetary return on that. Where with the guys, it's more, hey, I don't want anybody seeing
sure,
these.
Sure, sure.
But what they'll do is they'll talk to little kids, like 7, 8-year-olds, and say, pretend to be a young kid and say, you know, hey, I think I'm starting to, my body's starting to mature. Does your body look like this?
Oh, I see. They and trick them in that way.
Yeah, so it's not a sexual
thing. Gosh darn
thing.
It. It makes me sick to my stomach.
It is sick.
And it is increasing.
Well, it's way on the rise.
Okay, all right.
Well, here's a way to protect 7, 8, 9, 10, 11-year-olds. Don't give them a phone.
Yeah, well, right. That certainly would help, that's for sure. Dave, it's good to talk to you. I hate that one, though.
I hate
it. But I'm glad you brought it up.
Keep your pictures to yourself.